Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Russian President Vladimir Putin considers himself a key player in the Middle East. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
During his recent visit to Israel, the Russian President Vladimir Putin made certain that he remained a key player in the region as he met not only with the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, but also meeting in Bethlehem with the President of the Palestinian Authority, and then he crossed the Jordan River to meet with King Abdullah of Jordan. The Russian president wants the world to know that he and his nation, Russia, are very much involved in the region, and his backing of the Syrian regime in the past, along with an open relationship with a number of other Middle Eastern countries, gives at least the appearance that Putin is a key player in the region. Talks between the Israeli Prime Minister and President Putin focused on the Iranian nuclear program, reminding the Russian president that his nation's involvement in the Iranian nuclear program helped to make Iran Israel's number one threat. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit to the Middle East is a reminder of the prophetic scenario that has Russia and its leader as major components in the end-of-time scenario unfolding in the region as foretold in Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Vladimir Putin, in his second term as president of Russia, has been working at making sure that the world recognizes him as a key player in the geopolitical activities unfolding in our world today. On his recent trip to the Middle East, Vladimir Putin made contact with Middle Eastern leaders in Israel and Jordan, plus he met with the Palestinian leadership as well. Russia's influence in the Middle East has faded over the years, and Putin wants to rekindle his impact on Middle Eastern problems and offer the solutions to these conflicts in the region. This scenario fits like hand in glove with the prophetic scenario that can be found in Bible prophecy. The ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel pre-wrote history in Ezekiel 38, when, in verse 2, the prophet said that Gog, in the land of Magog, will lead a coalition of nations against the Jewish state in an effort to destroy the nation of Israel. Gog is the personality. Magog is the place or the nation that will be involved. Magog is modern-day Russia according to biblical historic geography. We do not know who Gog, the personality who leads the coalition, is to be. Whether Vladimir Putin will be Gog, only time will tell when Bible prophecy is fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...